from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The president of the Timmins Men's Baseball League, soon to drop men's from its title, is putting emotion and sentiments aside and getting on side with the loss of the ballpark at the Hollinger. The city is moving the league to Terrio Park, where it played from 2017 until the pandemic, while work was being done at Hollinger. President Jamie Dallaire says he's hopeful the city improves Terrio, especially by adding lights.
One of the big downfalls for Terrio was not having lights, because we had to start some of our playoff games at 5 o'clock. And, you know, everybody's working at this age for the most part. Tough to do.
Terrio Ballpark is not the same as the athletics and soccer complex. It's between École Secondaire Terrio and Timmins High. A suspect in last Tuesday's shooting incident in the north end of Timmins is in custody awaiting a bail hearing. Timmins police say the 20-year-old from Markham was in a car involved in an OPP traffic stop early Saturday. He and the other occupant were identified as suspects in the incident that resulted in two schools being closed and two going into lockdown. The 20-year-old is charged with attempted murder, several firearms offenses, and criminal driving offenses related to the shooting on 6th Avenue and a subsequent crash. The other man took off on foot. An arrest warrant is out for him for attempted murder and numerous firearms offenses. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine today, his fourth visit since being named to the job. Blinken is there to show America's strong support for Ukraine in its war against Russia, as Russia steps up its offensive, taking ground along the central part of the Eastern Front and pushing in from the northeast border towards the city of Kharkiv. But the head of Ukraine's Security Council says there is no threat of an imminent assault on the country's second largest city. Frito-Lay is recalling two of its most popular snacks because of possible salmonella contamination. The recall involves all sizes of Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar flavored multigrain snacks and Munchies Original Snack Mix with guaranteed freshness dates from July 16th through August 13th. The company says the supplier of its seasonings informed it that one of its sources had supplied an ingredient that might have been contaminated with salmonella bacteria, which can cause diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.